The bill I pre-filed, it's now Senate Bill 78, essentially it asked that a member of the General Assembly, upon leaving the General Assembly, would have a two-year cooling-off period, essentially, whereby they would not be able to become a registered lobbyist. And I think that's not an interesting place to be, but I just felt over time that my thoughts on it had kind of evolved, and such that I had a new idea, and so that's hence the Senate Committee Substitute. So what Senate Committee Substitute would suggest, that any person who's elected to office, and this is elected to office after January 1st, 2014, who for the very first time would be elected to the office of state senator, state rep, any statewide office, any federal office, in any election held, and so this is Congress, Senate, President, all that stuff, that person, if they're elected to that office for the first time after January of 2014, they would no longer be eligible to ever become a registered lobbyist in the state of Missouri. And so my thinking on this is, I really comes at it from just like a citizen, that I want to trust, and I do trust, and you know, I heard everybody give their oath of office, Senator Lavota, you know, on our opening ceremonies day, and some part of that oath you take is to say that for no benefit to you or to us. And I just think that in this day and age, the public looks at the process, the careers by which people enter into when they come into the General Assembly. Sometimes people go into the General Assembly, are into Congress, or into the Senate, they come out for a while, they lobby for a while, they go back in. And I just think that the general public looks at that as something's going on that they don't know about. And there's some career path, there's something happening there that just doesn't pass the smell test. And look, this is, I appreciate the fact where everybody is. A lot of our colleagues have entered into this field, you know, coming out of the General Assembly, and I respect that's the law. I respect the path that they're on. They've been here for, when somebody's here for a period of time and they know the building, they know how laws are made and debates are won or lost. This is not to them. This is to the next time any man or woman decides that I'm going to pursue a position in public service, that when I make that decision to file for that race, when I win that office, that I've closed a potential career door. So, you know, if this were to become law, it just means that if that's what you'll be asked to give up. So not just all of us here, we volunteer our time away from our families and businesses, and we are public servants, and we call ourselves public servants. And so this would just suggest that the next office that you seek, that you close a career path door.